The other story that's going around, and it's a nightmare. It would be. It's a nightmare. And it would all but ensure Donald Trump the presidency. Now it basically really throws the monkey wrench into the whole third party candidacy and handing the election to Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, who, you know, it's funny with this whole Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders thing. We were always saying Hillary's going to be the nominee. Hillary's going to be the nominee. No one's going to vote for Bernie. No one's going to vote for Bernie. And here we are, a couple days away from the Iowa caucuses, and Bernie is beating Hillary in Iowa, and he's beating her in New Hampshire. And it's looking like maybe this in, you know, maybe we're seeing a repeat of 08. Maybe we're seeing a repeat of 08, which shouldn't surprise. Listen, it shouldn't surprise anybody. Seriously, it shouldn't surprise anybody. If people didn't want Hillary Clinton in 08, what has changed? What has changed? What has changed from 08 to 2016? What has changed? The woman factor, is that change that in 08 there wasn't a thirst for the first woman president? The thirst was to have a black president, but was that the thirst? But now 7-8 years later, the thirst is there. I don't think so. Truthfully, I don't think the woman factor actually matters. I think it's the candidate. I think it's Hillary Clinton. I think it's Hillary Clinton. I think it's Hillary Clinton. I'll tell you this, and I'm not a big fan of hers by any means, but I think if Elizabeth Warren was running, I don't think Bernie Sanders would be beating her in Iowa, in New Hampshire. I think Bernie Sanders is beating Hillary Clinton because people don't like Hillary Clinton. That same vibe people would say you get when you hear the word Jeb Bush, when you hear those two words together, that's why Jeb Bush went to just Jeb. Bush, another Bush. Bush. We had Poppy Bush for 8 years as a vice president, 4 years as a president. We had Junior as 8 years as a president. Bush, do we really need another Bush? It's the same thing with Clinton. Clintons have been in our lives since the early 90s. Since the early 90s. In one way, shape, or form, the Clintons have been in our lives. Rather, it's Bill Clinton, the president, Hillary Clinton, the first lady, Hillary Clinton, the senator from New York, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton running for president. We've had Clintons in our lives close to 30 years. I think Elizabeth Warren would be beating Bernie Sanders right now. So this once coronation of Hillary Clinton being the nominee is, well, it's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed. And it's funny because the Democrats are just so... You have... See, the Democrats are a funny bunch. Because it's basically broken up into two sections, two voting blocks. That's what I call them, two voting blocks. You have one half that votes Democrat no matter what. One half that votes Democrat no matter what. Doesn't matter who the candidate is. It just doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Could be a two-headed guy, two-headed woman. Doesn't matter. They're a Democrat. They get the vote. So for them, rather it's Hillary, rather it's Bernie. It's like a flip of the coin. It's a Democrat. That's it. Pro-choice, pro-open borders, pro-don't say anything controversial in college campuses, ban guns, 90% tax rate. I mean, the list goes on. There you go. Environment, the planet's going to die. We got to recycle cans. So forth and so on. And then you have another group that just want hope. They just want to be inspired. They feel that candidate is going to do something that's never been done before, like give everybody rainbows and unicorns when they wake up every morning. Seriously, there's another group that just loves the message of hope and change. They love that message. No matter how old they are, no matter how many elections they go through, if that candidate comes along and goes, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change the system. Oh, yes. I'm going to change. Oh, I'm going to give you free stuff. Yes. College, free. Yes. Healthcare, free. Yes. Rainbows and unicorns, free. Yes. All the rich people are going to have all their money taken away from them and given to you. Yes. And those people go, oh, yes. Oh. And they vote, of course, for the Democrat. But they choose. In 08, it was the black guy giving them hope and change, yes. And now, the old Jew from Vermont,
who's going to give you hope and change.
Oh, yes. That's it. That's the Democratic Party. One half is for hope and change, and the other half just doesn't care. Just, okay, who is it now? All right, okay. All right. Who won? I mean, look at the primaries, guys. Look at the voting turnout for primaries, and look at the voting turnout for the general election. General election, You're talking about 67, 68 million Democrats that cast their vote for Obama. That's not how many people cast their votes in the primary season. It's considerably less than 67 million people. It's a different block of voter. It's a different block of voter. It's a block of voter that says, again, I don't care who the nominee is, Bernie or Hillary. Whatever Democrat, that's who I'll vote for. So right now, when you talk about a general election matchup, you actually have to throw Bernie Sanders in the mix when you're saying, hypothetical, Trump, Bernie, and now Bloomberg. Yes, Bloomberg. Haven't heard that in a while, have you? Remember the nightmare scenario for Republicans, which I find incredibly amusing considering that their whole panty in a bunch uproar was that Donald Trump would get mad and run third party. Remember that? Remember the first Republican debates, Bret Baier? Right out of the gate, it made the candidates take a pledge, or at least raise their hands and say they will not run as a third party candidate. And Trump refused to do it. And it was drama. People booed. Rand Paul attacked Trump. I mean, it was crazy. And from that point, the big push was to get Trump to commit to not running third party. And Trump kept saying, as long as he gets treated fairly, as long as he gets treated nice, as long as he gets treated fairly. They even made him sign a pledge, a paper, like a little contract. Brent Priebus went to the Trump Towers in New York and made him sign a I will not run for third party pledge. And then everybody had to take this quasi pledge to the airway. So everybody else had to sign it, and then they would get interviewed, rather it's on a radio program or a TV program, and say, I will support whoever the nominee is. And they would say, so even if it's Trump, and they would go, well, he's not going to be the nominee. And they go, well, would you support him if he's the nominee? Well, he's not going to be the nominee, so why are you even talking about this? Like, that was their way to dodge. And a couple of them said, listen, I will hold my nose and vote for Donald Trump if he is the nominee, because I took the pledge that I would support whoever the nominee is. So that was the big controversy. And what's funny is here we are, and Trump could win the nomination. Trump could win the nomination. And you hear chatter from the very same people that demanded Trump take a pledge of not running third party. These very same people are now talking about running a third party. Is that just amazing? Seriously, is that just amazing? The very same people are like, you can't run third party. You got to take a pledge. You can't. Okay. And now you actually could have Trump winning the nomination, and those same people are like, you know, we might run a third party. We need candidates that are real Republicans and real conservatives. That's what we need. Yeah, that's what we need. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. They want to take their toys and go home now. It's amazing. It's just... But, I digress a little. So that scenario was their biggest fear. The biggest fear was Trump would run a third party, pick up 20% of the vote. Seriously, pick up what, 20? Ross Perot almost hit 20. Got to figure Trump would do more than Ross Perot. So let's say Trump did 25. That 25 would come at the Republicans' expense. That 25 will come at the Republicans' expense, all but guaranteeing either Hillary Clinton or now Bernie Sanders. When they did the poll numbers that showed Hillary, Rubio, and Trump, Hillary wins with 40-something. Actually, I think it was a high 30s. I think it's the high 30s. Rubio gets the low 30s, and Trump gets the high 20s. And that started the whole conspiracy theories. Oh, well, Trump is just doing this to give the election to Hillary. He's just doing this to give the election to Hillary. Well, now you have a scenario that is completely opposite, but it's the same premise. But it affects the Democrats. It affects the Democrats. And that being old Mayor Bloomberg, yes, the billionaire Bloomberg, who ran and was mayor for, I think, 29 years in New York City. He wasn't mayor that long, but I definitely think he did three terms. I think he did another term that he wasn't supposed to do, and they changed the rules. He definitely was the mayor for a really long time. He was the mayor forever. So, Bloomberg is real big, okay? Bloomberg is real big on guns. And I'm not talking about pro-gun, okay? I'm talking about no guns. He is big on no guns. He wants to make it harder for law-abiding Americans to purchase guns. He wants to set up more legislation that would be a lot more strict than the legislation that we have out here in California, which is some of the strictest. Some of the strictest. And that's just one position that Bloomberg has that is in line with Sanders and Hillary Clinton. I mean, there's basically no policies that Bloomberg has that are against Hillary and Bernie. Absolutely none. So the nightmare scenario that the Republicans had, if Donald Trump ran, is in reverse. Because Bloomberg doesn't take votes from Trump. He takes votes from Hillary Clinton. He takes votes from Bernie Sanders. He doesn't take votes from Donald Trump. Bloomberg is big with open borders. He's not hard on illegal immigration. He's an open borders mayor. He's an anti-gun mayor. I mean, let's face it, he's anti-freedom. The guy's anti-freedom. This is the guy that basically banned sodas. And what I mean by that, he banned the size of sodas. He banned the size of sodas that you can get in New York City. He basically told all the businesses, you want to talk about a dictator, you want to talk about a Nazi vibe, you want to talk about socialism. This is a guy who went and told the McDonald's and the Taco Bells, hey, you guys can't sell sodas in extra large cups anymore. Imagine that. He told businesses they could not sell soda in certain size cups anymore. That's bizarre. That's Orwellian, man. That's really spooky. So Bloomberg is not a conservative. He's not a Republican. He is an ultra, ultra liberal, ultra socialist, ultra Democrat. And in turn, he's going to suck the votes away from Hillary and or Bernie. When it comes to guns, you can't get more left than Bloomberg when it comes to guns. When it comes to open borders, you can't get more left than Bloomberg. You can't. It's impossible. In a new poll that was conducted over the weekend, because this was the chatter, shows Bloomberg sucking the votes from Bernie Sanders and or Hillary Clinton and giving the election to Trump. Giving the election to Trump. If Bloomberg got into the race, he captures a little more than 20% of the vote. And that 20% is all from Hillary or Bernie. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is the scenario. It's funny. This is the scenario that we actually talked about, but it involved Bernie. It was during the time when Wasserman Schultz and that corrupt crew and went after Bernie because of the whole email lists and his people accessing email list information and hacking. I mean, they're hackers. Okay, they basically hacked. They hacked the DNC's list, and that involved the Hillary Clinton's list and so forth and so on. And the rumor then was Bernie Sanders possibly going third party. I mean, let's face it, guys. Bernie Sanders is an independent. I mean, the guy's not even a Democrat. Nobody brings that up, but he's not a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. He's an independent. So he won't even call himself a Democrat. And he's running for the nomination. How bizarre is that? How bizarre is that? The guy's running for the nomination, but he will not call himself a Democrat. Bizarre. Effing bizarre. Effing bizarre. So the rumor then was Bernie could go third. He could go third party. He could be tempted because he filed a lawsuit for the list. So the rumor was, what if Bernie went third party? What if Bernie went third party because he's so pissed off that the DNC and Hillary and, I mean, they, look what they did to him and to a lesser extent Martin O'Malley as far as the debates. Look what they did with the debates. It's come to backfire on Hillary. They limited the debates and made it where less people could watch. It's scheduled against football games, scheduled it on holiday weekends. Debates are over. They're done. No more debates. There's talk of another debate being added because, of course, Hillary Clinton is losing and she wants one now. But the talk then was Bernie's going to go third party. And people got with Bernie and said, Bernie, you can't. You can't do that. You'll hand the election to the Republicans. If you run third party, all the people that support you will vote for you. It won't be enough to beat Hillary, and it won't be enough to beat Trump or whoever their nominee will be. But it will be enough to take votes from Hillary, which in turn, a Republican will get in the White House. And you don't want that, do you, Bernie? And Bernie went, no, I don't want that. I just want to be treated. I just don't want. He's doing the Trump. I just want to be treated fair. If you treat me fair and give me a pastrami on rye, sandwich, then maybe I will. I'll be okay. Give me a pastrami on rye. Maybe a little matzo ball soup. If I get a little matzo ball soup and a pastrami on rye, I won't run third party.
So they agreed to it, and he's not going to run third party. But that was the nightmare scenario. Well, now we have that scenario, but it's not with Bernie. It's Bloomberg. And Democrats are starting to crap themselves. They are starting to crap themselves. Because Bloomberg in the race gives the election to the Republicans. End of story. And it's a mic drop. Boom. So we'll see what happens. I hope he gets in the race.
then it's a guarantee. Then it's a guarantee. Guarantee. Could be a landslide for Trump. If Bloomberg gets in the race, it could be a landslide for Trump. Now, I would say 100% you would see states like Florida, Trump, guarantee, California. Yeah, California would be for Trump because Hillary and Bloomberg or Sanders and Bloomberg would split the votes on that liberal end. They'd split the votes on the liberal end. And once they split the votes, the Republican votes would be more than that split. If Bloomberg was in the race and you had a Bernie, Bloomberg, Trump, you could see Trump win in Reagan-esque Mondale proportions. Seriously, you could see that map be red, except for New York. I would have to say Bloomberg would take New York. Although, you could see Trump taking New York because Bloomberg and Bernie would split that liberal vote. They would split that liberal vote. Split it. Remember, a three-person race, the winner just has to have more than the other two. Remember, guys, if you have Donald Trump would say 9 million, and Bloomberg's 8.1 million, and Bernie Sanders is at 8.7 million. Trump's got 9 million. Trump wins. But if Bernie and Bloomberg were one, then they win. So now you got states like California that very easily could go to the Republicans. Very easily. This is the nightmare scenario. This is the nightmare scenario that the Republicans didn't want with Trump running third party. Well, that's out. Now you have this scenario with Bloomberg. Bloomberg is a leftist. And he will suck the votes from Hillary or Bernie. And it will guarantee the Republicans the White House.